RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. Government to solve handicraft and furniture industry export barrier. The Indonesian Corruption Watch, or ECW, urged KPK to ask for Jokowi's support. Now, the news in detail. Furniture and handicraft industry in Indonesia has huge potential. The government hopes in the future, the furniture and handicraft industry can be one of the Indonesia exports which grow better. Therefore, the government needs to resolve the various problems and obstacles that hit the craft and furniture industry in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo said after inaugurating the International Furniture Expo 2017 at the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran, on Saturday said that solving problems in the furniture and handicraft industry is imperative since it is very important and promising for Indonesia. We will meet with the Ministry of Industry, Minister of Trade, Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Environment and Forest, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, and Chief of Economic Creative Agency next week. Then the Chairman of HIMKI will deliver the problem associated with Wood Legality Verification System, or SVLK, the barriers and taxation. We will talk and solve it, because this is industry has raw material base which 100% from Indonesia. Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Furniture and Handicraft Industries, Sunoto, expected that the government to strengthen support for the furniture industry and handicraft in order to encourage an increase in the Indonesian export value. According to data from the Association of Indonesian Furniture and Handicraft Industry, the domestic furniture market in 2017 grew by 2.76%. Meanwhile, based on the data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, export of furniture per January 2017 increased to $148 million. The Indonesian Corruption Watch, or ICW, has asked the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, to ask for support from President Joko Widodo in order to prevent intervention in the investigation of the residential identity card electronic graft case. The support is needed to prevent criminalization against the commission members. Emerson Yunto, ECW Coordinator for Legal and Court Monitoring Division in Jakarta on Saturday, said those behind the electronic KTP graft case will strike by reporting investigators and commissioner of the commission, and there will be more criminalization. According to Emerson, the commission cannot handle this graft case alone because there are big names, including politicians, who are allegedly involved in the graft case, which caused 2.3 trillion rupiah in financial state losses. The strike-back move, Emerson said, can be the form of pressure to revise the commission law, which can weaken the commission in the fight against corruption. Industry Minister Airlangga Hartarto said that furniture and craft industry is one of export-oriented labor industry sectors that employ more than 500,000 workers. With such great potential, the government target furniture export to reach $2 billion, or around 26.8 trillion. Erlangga claimed in the opening of Indonesia International Furniture Expo on Saturday that export will reach $5 billion by 2020. Indonesian Minister of Marine and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti said the government policy through Presidential Decree No. 6 of 2017 on establishing 111 islands as small outdoor islands is to prevent claims for foreign parties. Susi Pujiastuti, in a press release on Saturday, said that the president's decision was made to minimize the problems that often interfere with national security, such as the sale of land to foreigners and personal ownership of the islands by Indonesian citizens and foreigners. In addition, this regulation can also monitor illegal activities that often occur, such as drug and hazardous material trafficking, labor slavery in maritime sector, up to illegal fishing activities. 18 domestic flights and international service at Ngurah Rai Airport experienced delay due to the temporary closure of airport as Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud left Bali on Sunday afternoon. Head of Public Relations International Airport First Gusti Ngurah Rai, Arif Asunur Rahman, Sunday explained that the Ministry of Transportation has issued a notice to airmen on the expected flight delays at the airport. The news is come from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the cases of corruption in the procurement of e-residential identity card or KTP will not lead to national political shocks during legal process which is taking place. The alleged corruption case is involving some of the political party elites. The Vice President on the sidelines of inaugurating of the e-building of the Indonesian Red Cross Hospital in Bogor, West Java on Saturday said that, however, the case which allegedly cost the state nearly 2.4 trillion rupiah is considered to reduce the level of public trust in the legislature, such as the House of Representatives and political parties. The last item. The Indonesian Navy post in Seinyamuk, Sebatikalin handed two Malaysian fishermen who were arrested in Korau Unarang, Nunukan, North Kalimantan to the Marine and Fisheries Agency. Commander of the Navy post Seinyamuk, Nunukan, Marine Second Lieutenant Benu Purnomo said on Saturday that both fishermen had violated immigration law and were caught fishing in Indonesian waters without permission while having a hand navigation tool, GPS or Global Positioning System. Here the headlines once again. Government to solve handicraft and furniture industry export barrier. The Indonesian Corruption Watch has asked the Corruption Eradication Commission to ask for support from President Joko Widodo. Well, listener, that was the news of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to the weekly news from across the country, which present various interesting information from across the country in a week. The first information comes from Badung, Bali. A total of 1,300 hectares of farmland which at risk of crop failure in Badung, Bali get insurance assistance from the regional government for the budget year 2017. Head of Department of Agriculture and Food, Badung Chapter, Sudarat Maja in Mangupura on Monday said that the insurance was a central government program to be implemented by Badung Regional Government. 20% of the cost of the insurance is paid by farmers with the government subsidy. Sudarat Maja confirmed the regional government gives full attention to the welfare of farmers and reduced the burden of farmers to pay a premium, which also include on an innovative program of the Badung region I. Nyoman Giri and his deputy Prasta I. Ketut Suyasa. Agricultural land that is frequently affected by drought in Badung Regency such as Sembung Village, Karangsari and Bengkel as well as coastal area in Cemangi Village.
Thank you. The next information comes from Gorontalo. The region of Gorontalo, Nelson Pomalingo, along with member of the House of Representatives, Rom Kondo, and head of Marine and Fisheries Department of Gorontalo Regency, Haris Tome, tested fishing vessels in Biluhu West Village, Biluhu Subdistrict on Sunday. The 10 GT fishing boats are the assistance of the Ministry of Maritime and Fisheries Affairs to groups of fishermen in Gorontalo Regency. The test of 6 units fishing boats was carried out by directly boarded the boats and sailed for a few minutes in the waters around the Biluhu Barat village. According to the region, Biluhu Barat has experts in the field of fisheries and just how to develop and use the boats to increase the fisherman income. The assistance was also done so that the target of the provide assistance can be used properly. Still from Gorontalo, the region of Gorontalo, Nelson Pomalingo required every village in the area to plant onions, peppers, or chilies and tomatoes. The local government of Gorontalo will establish a team to evaluate the utilization of the yard in the village since the planting movement, namely Gema Barito, has been imposed. The region targeting stock horticulture in Gorontalo Regency will be made prior to the fasting month. Region Pomalingo evaluated that the Gema Barito program can give effect to the impartial fulfillment of family nutrition. Even the activities will be able to support the economy if managed on a large scale. That was the weekly news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1930. Mahatma Gandhi leads a 200-mile march known as the Salt March to the sea and defends British position to protest the British monopoly on salt. The Salt March was an act of non-violent civil disobedience in colonial India initiated by Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi to produce salt from the seawater in the coastal village of Dandi, as was the practice of the local populace until British officials introduced taxation on salt production deemed their sea salt reclaim. The 24th from March the 12th, 1930, and continued till April the 5th, 1930, as a direct action campaign of tax resistance and non-violent protest against the British salt monopoly. And it gained worldwide attention, which gave impetus to the Indian independence movement and started the nationwide civil disobedience movement. Over now to 1942, Pacific War. The Battle of Java ends with an abdicom surrender to the Japanese Empire in Bandung, West Java, Dutch East Indies, Indonesia now. The Battle of Java or Invasion of Java Operation was a battle of the Pacific Theater of World War II. It occurred on the island of Java from February 28 until March 12, 1942. It involved forces from the Empire of Japan, which invaded on February 28, 1942, and Allied personnel. Allied commanders signed a formal surrender at Japanese headquarters at Bandung in West Java on March 12. The American British Dutch Australian or APDA Command or APDACOM was a short-lived supreme command for all Allied forces in Southeast Asia. In early 1942, during the Pacific War in World War II. The main objective of the command led by General Sir Archibald Wavell was to maintain control of the Malay Barrier or East India's Barrier, now Indonesia, a notional line running down the Malayan Peninsula through Singapore and the southernmost islands of Indonesia or Dutch East Indies. The last is from 1925. Sun Yat-sen, Chinese physician and politician, the first president of the Republic of China, dies. Sun Yat-sen, who was born on November 12, 1866 in died on March 12, 1925, was a Chinese physician, writer, philosopher, calligrapher, and revolutionary, the first president and founding father of the Republic of China. As the foremost pioneer of the Republic of China, Sun Yat-sen is referred to as the father of the nation in the Republic of China, ROC, Hong Kong, Macau, and the forerunner of democratic revolution in People's Republic of China, PRC. Sun played an instrumental role in the overthrow of the Qing dynasty during the years leading up to the Xinhai Revolution. He was appointed to serve as provisional president of the Republic of China when it was founded in 1912. He later co-founded the Nationalist Party of China, serving as its first leader. Sun was a uniting figure in post-imperial China, and he remains unique among the 20th century Chinese politicians for being widely revered amongst the people from both sides of the Taiwan Strait. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is an Area Word Service with highlights of the week, which today is on Natuna Island, designed to face outside threats. Stay tuned. Defense development in Natuna Island, Riau Islands Province, is designed to deal with various issues that arise from outside Indonesia. Therefore, it is targeted to reach 50% this year. Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu in Jakarta on Thursday, March the 9th, said that although the development of defense construction in the region is oriented to face the threat from the outside, there was no intention to cause any conflict with countries in the region. According to him, to prepare for some fighter aircraft, the Ministry of Defense since 2015 has prepared hangar, runway, and facilities for pilots. A runway with special specification, including the length and width, is needed to maintain the fighter engine. Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu said the airstrip will be made 60 meters wide so that two planes can immediately take off or land. For the sea defense, an harbor will also be prepared that can accommodate three large vessels. Natuna Sea Defense Concept will also be equipped with patrol boats and a company of marines facilitated with sea riders. Other components will still be added with ground forces consisting of one battalion of raiders. Related to the concept of World Maritime Acts, which among others include defense and security pillar, Rifki Muna, a researcher of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, said it must be outward-looking. According to him, the maritime infrastructure now being set by Indonesia shows that the country is preparing defense to the outside. Rifki underlines this concept of security cooperation in the region. All countries in Southeast Asia have common interests so that the potential of these countries are difficult to develop without maritime security. The concept, he said, is rather than being safe on its own, better to be safe together. Well, that was highlight of the week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here's news in brief. Government to solve handicraft and furniture industry export barriers. The Indonesian Corruption Watch, or ECW, has asked the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, to ask for Jokowi's support. Industry Ministry targets furniture export to reach 26.8 trillion rupiah. Indonesian Minister of Marine and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti said the government policy through Presidential Decree No. 6 of 2017 on establishing 111 islands as small outer islands is to prevent claims for foreign parties. 18 domestic flights and international service at Ngurah Rai Export experienced delays due to the temporary closure of the airport as Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud left Bali on Sunday afternoon. The case of Electronic Residential Identity Card or KTP will not cause political turbulence. Two Malaysian fishermen handed to the Koral Unarang Nunukan North Kalimantan Sebatik Police. Well, listener, that was news in brief over at Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Pesona Indonesia or Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism including places of interest, art and culture, also traditional food and cuisine. Today I will introduce Cahaya Beach in Kendal Regency, Central Java. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to the program via www.voi.co.id. Cahaya Beach is the mainstay attraction of Kendal. Since 1999, it has become the first mammal conservation institution in Indonesia, particularly for dolphins. The dolphin show at Cahaya Beach makes it one of the most complete tourist spots in the northern coast of Java. At the beach, visitors can enjoy not only swimming and diving in the seawater or walking on the sand, but also watching the dancing dolphins. Though you can come anytime to the beach, the afternoon before sunset is the most awaited moment by all visitors, because at this time, you could watch the sunset from the hotel, gazebo or balcony. Or you can also go to the beach directly, sitting in a deck chair under an umbrella watching the beautiful sunset. You can rent a hut on the beach for 50,000 rupiahs. You can stay from morning until afternoon. The hut provides a locker to put your belongings when you want to take a walk on the beach. From the hut, you can also enjoy the sunset. This tourist attraction is divided into two parts. In the east, there are water games with three types of pools, namely a children's pool, a pool for adults, and a floating pool. The pool for children is equipped with the spill bucket games and sleighs. As for adults, there is a competition pool with six tracks in a very attractive location. It is on the waterfront, so while swimming, you can enjoy the view with the waves. While in the floating pool, you can have some relaxation. It is like in the Dead Sea in the Middle East, because once you get into this pool, your body will instantly float and not sink. At the time you were floating in the pool, you need not fear of having sunburned, because the pool is equipped with an awning which makes it shady and cool. But if you want to try relaxing in the floating pool, you have to wait in line because the pool is only for 8 people. As said before, Therefore, the main attraction of Cahaya Beach is the Dolphin Show, held 4 times a day starting at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. In 1993, another facility called the Dolphin Therapy was opened. Visitors who suffer from certain diseases such as stroke, allergies, or for children with special needs should try the Dolphin Therapy, which is the first in Indonesia. Usually, visitors who want to take the Dolphin Therapy would stay at the hotel nearby. Was Indonesian Wonder today featuring swimming with the dolphins in Cahaya Beach.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome to the Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's topic is Indonesia launched the first halal houseware. Stay tuned. For the Muslim community, the concept of halal is a lifestyle that is not just limited for food, but also includes other living facilities. The development of people's lifestyles has encouraged a number of manufacturers to innovate and develop products with halal certificate issued by the Indonesian Ulama Council. A producer in Indonesia has recently launched houseware products. Medina is the first houseware or household appliance which get the halal certificate from the Indonesian Ulama Council. Brand manager of Medina, Irma Utari, said, as a Muslim-majority country, the concept of halal has become a way of life in Indonesia today. Public awareness of Muslim halal products is increasing. Therefore, to give comfort to its people, Medina makes halal housewares. The concept of halal in houseware products means that all aspects of manufacturing the products are based on halal standards set and is in supervision of competence agency like MUI. Halal standards are applied starting from the selection of raw materials, production processes to its distribution system. Irma added that even in the production process, they use plastic material that is halal with no alcohol substance. Meanwhile, General Manager of Media Marketing Communication Dewi Hendrati said that based on the data of the Central Statistics Agency, household consumption remains a driver of economic growth by 55.92%. According to data from the Euromonitor, plastic household products market is constantly increasing in Indonesia until 2018. With the concept of the first housewares halal products in Indonesia, Medina targets to reach a 15% share in the next 5 years. Medina will remain consistent in maintaining halal products officially certified halal by the Majelis Ulama Indonesia with A grade. Dewi added, in addition to halal, Medina also put products quality in the early stages. Medina launched 19 types of glassware and dinner sets as its superior products. Medina products are also covered by a lifetime warranty and quality that are safe for consumers. Listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic Indonesia launches the first halal houseware. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia's network program with Pro 2 RRI Bukit Tinggi on 13 February 2017 at 16 to 17 UTC. He felt so pleasure to listen to very comprehensive segment featuring Pagaruyung Palace, a great traditional heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed. As we know, Pagaruyung was the seat of the Minangkabau kings of western Sumatra, so little is known about it. Aditya Warman is believed to have founded the kingdom and presided over the central Sumatra region between 1347 and 1375. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we still have exotic program with RRI Kupang and Denpasar on Tuesday, RRI Ternate and Bandung on Wednesday, RRI Samarinda on Thursday, and on Friday with RRI Banjarmasin. Please send your opinion about those programs. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jika saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati, caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Ini sungguh menaruh percaya padamu. Tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Diri dari 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 diri dari 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 dari.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 26, 2017, from 17 to 18 UTC. In his email, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi said that he is very happy to receive our information via email. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi. Thank you for your email on our broadcast dated 27 January 2017. Thank you for your appreciation. We always try to reply listeners' email or letter as soon as we can. We do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. Well, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan.
Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus anjungan kalian.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Dieter Leupold in Germany. He was listened to our broadcast in German program through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 22, 2017 at 18 to 17 UTC. And the SINPO was 24323. In his email, Mr. Dieter Leupold told, unfortunately, the short wave reception was very weak and smoky. He hopes it would be better in spring. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leupold. Thank you for your email dated 26 January 2017. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully, spring season is coming soon in your country, so you can hear our radio much better. Well, Mr. Dieter Leupold, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we heard today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to act. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? But I'm sad and it's over. But I don't care. I don't need to be your everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it threw my head. I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Sad, and it's over, but I don't care. When it's over, and I am free. When it's done, for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want, I don't want this for you. Trying, I don't even care just to ask.
care.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Sunyi malam tanpa suara, hanya hati yang bicara. Kau di sampingku, diam membisu meski riuh derah jiwaku. Mungkinkah ada satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada? Oh, terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hatiku, meski tak sempurna separuh sayapku. Langit berbintang memelukku erat. Andai ku bisa, ingin ku mengerti betapa kini ku merindumu. Hanya namamu yang kini terus mengisi gemar ruang-ruang jiwaku. Semoga ada satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada. Terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hatiku, meski tak sempurna separuh sayapku. Langit berbintang memelukku erat. Kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada. Terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hatiku, meski tak sempurna separuh sayapku. Langit berbintang memelukku, terbang bersamaku bila kau mau. Genggamlah hatiku, meski tak sempurna separuh sayapku. Langit berbintang memelukku, langit berbintang memelukku, yeah. Langit
berbintang memelukku erat, yeah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati. Caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Awal mula hati ini sungguh menaruh percaya padamu. Tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu?
masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.